I saw a t-shirt recently. I met God, it said. She's black. Why does that grab our attention? We know that God is neither male nor female, with no skin color. God has no skin. But at the same time, we, most of us, imagine God as male, and probably not black. Jesus, of course, called God Father. In our Judeo-Christian tradition, God's pronouns are he, him, his. Whatever else the t-shirt may provoke, I'd be delighted if a black child saw it and realizing that God isn't an old white guy, wondered, what does it say about me? Pope John Paul I said that God is more mother than father. And the revered 15th century theologian and mystic Julian of Norwich writes, we owe our being to God. And this is the essence of motherhood and all the delightful, loving protection which ever follows. God is as really our mother as our Father. Yes, Jesus said, the Father and I are one. But consider our oneness with our mothers, the intimate physical union to those to whom we owe our being. You who are mothers know how it felt to have your child literally attached to you. Imagine if we children could recall how it felt to be so attached. Jesus knew that deeply intimate union, that he would not be taken out of God's hand. He surrendered to a cross so that we would believe that. In our place and time, the age of anxiety in which we live with its myriad personal and public challenges, we desperately want to know that we will not be taken out of God's hand. We need, like Julian, to know God's delightful, loving protection. That knowledge allowed Julian famously to say, in the face of death, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well.